I'd rather be earlier in the year than it is, but as previous years, as we went on up into the summertime before negotiations and talks would be finalised, and we're in a position now at this stage that we're hoping that the negotiations will be completed maybe by mid to end of March, and that people will know on time this year, and we can get it well enough advertised that the ferry is going to be up and running for the summer. Well, it might put them off coming to maybe down to the lighthouse in Fannet or going as far as Malin Head, either one or the other. But if there's a ferry across the Swilly from Rathmullen to Buncrana, hopefully they will take that on as well as part of their travelling arrangements. We had a deputation on there today from the Rathmullen Community Group, and they did let us know that the year 2014, when the ferry service wasn't running, the amount of people came looking for the ferry and it not there, and it gave bad publicity to the area. But hopefully now, if we can get a long-term plan in place, and that everybody will know that it's going to be there for a long number of years, it will help the tourists and both peninsulas.
There was an issue last year, was there not, as it relates to dredging and problems that the lack of it presented. What's the situation this year?
Yeah, well, that problem was there last year. Unfortunately, it was there last year, but you know, I don't think really anybody can be blamed for it, because it was so late in the year. It was July before the whole thing was agreed that we got a new ferry service provider. It was July before the everything was agreed with it, and it was too late then to get any dredging done. And unfortunately, a few times the ferry couldn't run because of the tide was too low and there were sandbanks appearing. But hopefully this year that work will all be completed in good enough time, and that the ferry service will run hopefully from the 1st of June to the end of August.